Well, as we finish up the show this week, we have the fabulous and talented Candace Waters here. Candace, it is always wonderful to have you on the line.
Oh, thanks. It's so good to be with you today.
It is great. This is a fun, I know when we talked about this question, you said you were excited about this one, because this is one that I think every, at least woman in our audience can resonate with. And I'll go ahead and just read it because it's self-explanatory. This listener says, one of the times I feel most vulnerable and inadequate as a single gal is when I'm leading a small group of high school girls at church. They frequently ask for dating advice until they learn I've never been asked on a date. How can I encourage them through a season of life that is so different from my own?
Well, the encouraging thing is that we're probably all going to be asked questions that we have not experienced before. And, you know, sometimes that'll be about really positive things like, hey, what's it like to be a mom? You say, oh, I don't have kids, or, you know, mm-hmm. help me out with this, help me with dating, help me with marriage advice. And you come to find out this older woman hasn't lived that yet. You're also going to get a lot of questions probably about things that are not so great, you know, situations that are sinful. And in the same way that you don't have to have been a drug addict to mm-hmm. help someone who is dealing with a drug addiction, as a believer who would be encouraging them from a biblically faithful perspective, I think that's really true on a positive issue like dating and relationships. Just because you haven't dated doesn't mean that you can't bring the wisdom of Scripture to bear in the lives of these girls. And really, that's, I think, the best way that she could be spending her time with these young girls is to be studying the Bible with them. Mm-hmm. And if dating is kind of front and center for them, certainly make that the focus of you know, why you choose certain passages. Go to the New Testament, where we have the best dating and marriage advice ever from two men who were not married, Jesus and the Apostle Paul. Jesus, of course, at creation, in line with the Father, created marriage, so he knows a lot about it. It was created for his glory. And Paul, not being married, knew Jesus intimately, personally, and through revelation, and he wrote Ephesians 5, and he wrote Colossians, and he wrote the passages that are really the go-to model for how do you live well, and how do you live married, and how do you date in a way that leads to a God-honoring marriage. And so it's just important not to panic. You know, don't have the deer in the headlights where you go, oh, I'm found out, I'm uncovered, they've discovered this, you know, this horrible flaw about me. I think that's the temptation as the older woman who hasn't dated yet. You feel so embarrassed about it anyway. And then to feel like you're being called out by a bunch of high schoolers, it's mortifying. But just to ask the Lord to give you the ability to laugh, say, look, you know, I hope to date someday, mm-hmm. and because it's so important to me, because I want to be married in a godly way, I'm studying about it, and hey, why don't we study it together, not from a worldly mindset, but let's study what the Bible has to say about how we connect ourselves with a member of the opposite sex in a romantic situation.
Yeah, that's interesting, because I know when I've been in this situation, it's one of those things, you know, and I have dated, but to kind of be in that position of saying, look, you know, I'm almost kind of this weird cautionary tale of this is why you do need a biblical framework for dating, because it doesn't just magically happen, and it's not something God's going to deliver on your timeline and according to your expectations. So really, we do have to hold, you know, our hands open and, you know, as you always say, move forward boldly, pray boldly in that space. And, you know, we all are subject to what God has for our lives in that perspective.
Absolutely. And Lisa, one other thought. You know, I think a lot of young girls will be wanting tactical advice. How do I get him to notice me? How do I get him to like me? How do I get him to call me or ask me out, or, you know, this or that? And it's at that point that you can bring them back to first things, to the principles of how do you relate to him as your brother? Mm-hmm. How are you kind to him? How do you walk in the power of the Holy Spirit and live out the fruit of the Spirit in your relationships? And they're probably not going to want to hear that at first. And that's why I think it's so important to let the Bible be the text that you study together. Yeah. You know, resist the temptation to just do the next release of certainly not relating to your book, but don't just go to a dating book. Go to the Word of God and mm-hmm. spend time with them at the source, and it's going to be so much deeper. Your conversations will transcend just dating, but that might be a really good entry point to helping them go deeper in understanding the gospel.
Yeah, Great thoughts, Candace. Thanks for weighing in on that. And again, just, you know, to this girl, be encouraged. I mean, don't internalize this as your own story. Don't feel less than because these high schoolers are all like, I've got 12 boyfriends, you know, whatever. I mean, let's keep it real. God knows what's up. You know, be encouraged and walk your own story out. So, Candace, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
All right, folks. Well, that is it for this week's show. As always, we want to hear from you. Write to us at editor@boundless.org so we can answer your question in the future. And make sure you're telling your friends about the show as well. They can find it as a podcast at boundless.org or on the radio, boundless.org/radio, of course. So we will see you around. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.